Hey guys, so this dream took place, it was a double up dream, or you know, double dream night, and so the first dream, it was like I was in school, in college, like I am now, and it was me, somebody that I knew, and then we also had, like, foreign exchange people, if that makes sense. Also, that's me cooking in the background, so sorry about that. But I don't remember, there was one foreign exchange student who was, I don't know, they were just kind of out of the picture. I don't know if they just weren't around me as much, but then there was another one, no clue what his name was, but it was a guy, and he was Asian. You know, cool, whatever. But, yeah, 1 second. So, like, I don't know. He just seems like he's a lot older than me. And I'm just like, yeah, what's going on? Not really a big deal or anything. But, I don't know why we were just, you know, going about our day-to-day stuff. And then, he, like, left his ID. Oh, jeez. It's raining outside, Pete Dog. Okay, 1 sec. He just left his ID out, and then I saw that he had an ID from the high school I went to, and it said that he attended TJ in 2008. And so I'm like, what? I thought this guy was a foreign exchange student from another country. He didn't even speak really good English. Why does he have an ID from TJ in 2008? Didn't even know if they had IDs in 2008, to be honest. But, yeah, that's kind of where that dream ends. Pete! Oh my god, can I pause this? Is there a pause button? So, the second part of the dream took place in England. England. And I was with these old YouTubers I used to watch, known as Da Sidemen. There were some other people I think I knew there, like, from home, but we were out in, like, this, like an abandoned lot, and we were, like, doing, you know, we were doing gang shit. That's all I can say. We were doing some gang shit. And, yeah, I don't know. Like, we were playing some sort of game. Like, we were standing up on these poles. So when I say abandoned lot, imagine, like, Fallout. Like, it just looked like it was just, it looked abandoned. Like, it looked like nobody had been here. It looked like it had been an industrial area before. And, what are they saying? So, yeah, we're just hanging out, and then I walk away from them, and I'm like, oh, what's, like, I walk, there's a few buildings, so I walk behind the building, they're all still in the main area, probably hold this with me, they're still in the main area, and I find a bunch of, like, graffiti stuff, some paint, some other things, I'm like, oh, cool, you know, but, yeah, the dream kind of shifts from there, because I'm like, oh, man, look what I got. And then all those guys kind of start filing, not like single file, but like they just start walking towards one of the buildings. And then I notice the area just out of nowhere just becomes really populated. I was like, oh, what the hell? And so the area is now populated. And, yeah, so. And we walk in this building, and it's like a big-ass hospital area. Like a, I don't know what you call it, a clinic, I guess? Sorry, I'm making my lunch. But yeah, it's like a big hospital area. And it almost looks like an asylum. Like, it was just like rows of hallways, and there's just different rooms. And we all go, yeah, at this point we kind of, I don't think anybody's the same in the dream anymore. Like, they're all different people. But we all walk in here, and it's like a pandemic. But not at first. That's wrong. No, that's not the right way to put it. Not at first. It's not like that at first. We're all kind of, like, in the showers, like, getting ready to go. Like, just we're just getting, like, dressed, I guess. And somebody goes, oh, man, like, did you see him do that? And then I walk in there, and I just kind of heard that, but I wasn't really thinking of anything. And so this guy, like, they say that, and then I walk into this bathroom slash area, like a showers. But there's also toilets and stuff. And there's this guy, like, hunched over, like, in a squatting position, like, ass to grass. And he's, like, sitting where everyone can see him, and he's, like, shitting. But when he shits, like, these worms come out. And it's kind of funny because my last dream also involved worms. But, he, like, he shits worms. Like, kind of, like, not, like, worm. Like, they were very thin worms. Like, almost stringy. Very, very stringy. Not almost. They were very, very stringy. And I'm, like, oh, fuck, dude, he's infected. And they're like, what? I'm like, dude, he's infected. And I'm freaking out. They're freaking out. And we all just start booking it. We all start getting out of there. And I don't even know if we saw them act crazy or anything. We were like, dude, they're going to kill us. And I'm like, they're like, how do we know if we're infected? I'm like, it'll come out of your mouth too. And I'm pretty sure this is just The Last of Us getting to me, because this is what I'm thinking of now. I was watching that show. But yeah, we just had to escape by the hospital. We were just running, taking lefts and rights. People were running at us with the worms. But yeah, that's really about it. Just running out of a hospital.